said the other day that Nick would be able to do more throwing on the sides. Has he done that? How's that gone for him? And
he didn't do any. We didn't throw at all yesterday, so it was kind of a walkthrough. So see him throw the ball around a little bit today. But it's still, the bone's not healed. So the biggest thing is, I think Nick can throw. I don't think you're going to see anything different from him throwing. He can't have any contact, because if he gets hit, he can re-injure it. So that's the biggest concern right now.
Is there another follow-up after this game? Or
I don't know when the next follow-up is. Let me check with Les.
Do you have any – is Cole going to be at practice today?
No, Trent has got is getting a surgery today to get a plate, from what I understand. I don't know the exact details of what it is, putting his hand. So he'll be out this week.
Could that enable him to play the next, because he has something on the hand wrapped up?
All I know is he's getting a plate put in his hand and he's out this week. So I don't know anything else further. I think he's in now, right? So I don't know any information until he gets out of surgery.
What impression most about Brandon Graham in year two in the system?
You know, I think BG's really, really picked up in terms of what we're trying to do. I think, same thing with Trent. I think both those guys, having not played outside linebacker, their transition outside linebacker. Hey, you're going to play outside linebacker and you pick it up in 1 second. There's a lot of nuances to it, but Brandon can set an edge. Brandon can rush a quarterback. He's doing a better job in pass coverage, and we've been really happy with him. I think he's really dedicated himself. I think has really played better from a special team standpoint in every phase. We've had an opportunity to get BG on the field. I think he's done a really good job.
When you look at some of the issues you've been trying to clean up a little bit, whether it's turnovers or red zone efficiency, do you think that some of those issues were masked a little bit earlier in the season by the return of the scoring you were able to get?
No, it's not something you can count on, but a turnover is a turnover. So, you don't say we turned it over, but we scored on defense, so it's okay. It's still something that you have to clean up. Every individual group is kind of still their own separate entity. The offense doesn't say, hey, the defense or special team scored a touchdown, so it's okay, we can turn it over. It's something that we need to continue to work on and we need to continue to fix, because you're not going to win games when you turn the ball over that many times. You're giving the other team an opportunity and you're also not giving yourself an opportunity. So,
how much of an unexpected benefit were those return touchdowns earlier in the season in terms of either providing a little bit easier wins or maybe turning the game around?
Yeah, I don't look at them as unexpected benefits. I think, when we got Darren Sproles, we thought he could be a really good returner for us. When we have some really good special teams players for us, so we're pleased with where those guys are, but they're also tell you that they think they should be able to do it every game, and we need to continue to have those guys, because it is a strength of our team is our special teams.
When you look at the cornerback play, especially like against Green Bay and Dallas, how much of that do you think is linked to the amount of pressure you guys get on the quarterback?
I think it's all related. If you can obviously get the quarterback to get the ball out of his hand quicker or get him off his spot and make him move, he's obviously not going to be as accurate as possible, so then you don't have to stay in coverage as long. It's the same thing, but the longer you can stay in coverage, then it's more time for the guys to get a rush to the quarterback. So a pass defense isn't just one phase. It isn't just great coverage. It isn't just a great rush. It's a combination of the two all the time. So.
In the past game, I believe 6 personal fouls between the two teams, 2 ejections. Is that something you're discussing with them this week?
No, I have not discussed it with them yet, but we still got 3 more days here for meetings. We meet briefly as a team on Tuesday morning to kind of just get the other game put together and get ready to go. So we got more time to talk about that.
Controlling their emotions can be a
lot. But that's key in any game. So, it's not like it's more important in this game than it was in the last game or the game before that or the game before that. That's something we always continue to strive in and talk to our guys about, not doing things that are going to hurt the football team.
The last two games you've had 3 and outs that have really plagued you early in games. What can you do? What can you reemphasize to try to keep that pattern?
We have to execute better, and it's the same thing I said the other day. We need to stay on the field on third down and convert those third downs into first downs. And usually with this offense, once we get one first down, we're in pretty good shape. But we got to get that first down, and that's the key for us in terms of being successful on the offensive side of the ball.
Yesterday, Bill was asked about Marcus Smith and his progression, what he projects as long-term. He said he wasn't sure if he projected long-term as an outside or inside linebacker. Where is Marcus in his progression? Where do you see him long-term?
I agree with Billy. I don't know where his projection is. And our concern is going to play the Washington Redskins. And that's really, I think you think long-term at different times. But right now, we're a man down at linebacker right now. When Marcus is going to be a backup outside linebacker, then we're short a guy at inside linebacker. So, that's what the nature of the game at this point in time. And I think everybody's dealing with it. I just saw the Giants put their 21st guy on injured reserve for the season. It's kind of the nature of the game, and that's what you deal with. So I don't think you're thinking, you know, we need to win football games right now. We're not thinking about, hey, the long-term development of individual player X is let's just leave him here and then, you know, play a defensive back at inside linebacker. That's not our mentality. So
again, where do you?
He's got to play both. We don't have any other linebackers. I mean, we've got one backup inside linebacker right now with Acho and Casey switching off at that position. Then there's not another guy because we lost D'Amico, and we lost Trent for this week. We don't have another one. We have Brian Brayman and we have him. Those are the two backups. So we'll be a linebacker short in terms of where we're going to be this week. So
be the first one in on the rotation.
It depends on the situation.
Is Brian Brayman a guy that you're confident in?
Brian's a guy that's also in the mixer, just like Acho is. So it really just depends on what Billy's calling and what we're using at that point in time during the game.
What do you know about Marcus now that you didn't know, at the time you drafted him? What have you learned about him?
You know, I think he's got a skill set that he can play in this league, but he needs to continue to develop. And the big thing we talked to him all about is just a consistency approach in terms of being able to get yourself on the field, because in this league you have to earn your playing time. It's not – nothing's given to anybody. So.
Sample size of 14 games. How has the receiving corps compensated for not having Deshaun there?
I mean, I think if you look at our catches, we've already broke – with those three receivers, already have more catches from what I've been told from last year. So I think our receiving corps has done a really good job, all three of those guys.
Are you McCoy, is he using him differently, taking him off the field a little more in the red zone and using a little more poke the last several games?
I mean, the two times that Chris got in the game? So, yeah, two times Chris got in the game.
Yeah.
But LeSean was in there. I mean, we only got down there three times, so it's not any different.
What stands out about Washington as something they do well? What do they do well?
I think they're a talented football team. You know, and I when you look at their players, you just say, if you're not aware of where RG3 is, I mean, he can hurt you with his legs and his arm. You know, when we got to be really sharp in our contain when we rush the quarterback, because he's a different element than we've seen, except for Russell Wilson, and you saw what that happened to us, is that I thought we did a really good job at times in defending Seattle, and then all of a sudden Russell just extended plays and continued to make things happen. So I think they got talent. I think Alfred Morris is one of the better running backs in this league. We've said it all along. He's a handful. He's a great zone runner. He's got great patience. He can run the football. I think their front seven is really, really, really good. You know, Ryan Kerrigan and Murphy on the edges of it. Even though they lost to Rackpo, they have Murph. Their two inside linebackers are really, really good players. They're stout in the defensive line. So I think there's a lot of talent on that football team.
It's been tough to evaluate RG3 this year because he's been in.
We're not evaluating.
It's when you're looking at tape to see what
he's
bringing.
No, I mean, I know he can run, and I know he can throw. I mean, and that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing for the best, but we don't look at tape and try to evaluate players. We know what they can do. He can run the zone read play, and you better be conscious of that the guy coming off the disconnect is different than Tony Romo. When Tony Romo turns and hands the ball off to DeMarco Murray, you're not worried about Tony running out the backside. When RG3 turns and hands the ball off, you better be worried about him running out the backside. So,
as a follow-up to that, is he the same player athletically when you watch film as he's been these past 6-7 years at Missionary?
Past 6-7 years? He's only been in the league for two, right?
No, but you saw him all the way back in high school. You know, you saw him in college.
I saw him in high school. I never saw him in college. We never played Baylor. And...
Okay, well, so,
is he athletic? Yeah. And if you sleep on that guy, trust me. You guys will be sitting here after the game going, boy, he ran for 100 yards against you. How'd that happen? That kid's athletic as heck, and he can run really, really well. So, trust me, we have to understand where he is on every single play. So,
when you look at RG3, I mean, he was drafted 2 years ago. They kind of, like, designed their system around him. Now, obviously, new coach, new system and everything, and he's kind of had trouble there. Does that, like, when you look at how you, like, going forward, if you were to get a franchise quarterback, or in general, franchise quarterback, how important is that? Like knowing, the quarterback, whether he can fit your system or he can fit your system to him. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Let me try again. All right. So a guy like RG3, he's kind of been in different systems and all that. If you were to, like, in general, like, trade for, sign as a free agent, or draft a quarterback, I mean, how important do you look at those things? Like, as far as whether he could fit into your system or whether you could fit your system around him?
We're looking for, when we are evaluating any player at any position, we're looking for players that can play football. And I hope our coaching staff is smart enough when you have a good player that you can find ways to get for him to be successful. So, I mean, you guys all thought I was going to run the zone read 1,000 times with Nick Foles. That didn't happen, right? So.
You know that Merriam-Webster named Culture Word of the Year? Do you feel like you had anything to do with it?
Who?
Merriam-Webster named Culture Word of the Year. Do you feel like you have anything to do with that?
No, I don't. We're getting deep questions. I'm a time stretch.
You've spoken about the roster crunch and some other thoughts. Is Foles to IR something you consider at all?
No, because we really didn't know until yesterday where his status is. We were hoping we're going to get him back, but that has never been a discussion with us in terms of putting him there.
So you're still pointing out the possibility that he could play this year?
Yeah, I mean, if he can get cleared, he can play. But I don't know if he'll ever get cleared, and I'm not a doctor. I just go off of it. But we've never had any discussions with Nick that we have potential to move him to IR. So,
how is identifying and attacking the blitz different in an offense that likes to use tempo compared to one that doesn't?
I think it's the same exact thing. I don't think there's any difference at all.
What are the keys to doing that well?
Same thing. You got to locate the safeties, figure out what the depth of the corners are, where are their eyes, where are their leverage. You know, what are the tells in the tape? How deep is the middle linebacker? How is the defensive lineman slanting? Is he going to be tighter to the defensive offensive tackle? Is he going to be wider than the offensive tackle? I mean, there's a lot of different things that people give you when you look at blitzes, but it's the same whether you're playing fast or playing slow. It's still the same look. So,
Washington's given up second most sacks in the league. When you look at the tape, are teams bringing, you know, extra men, or are they just doing
it? I think they've had some struggles just from a personnel standpoint on the offensive line just because they've had a lot of injuries, and I think sometimes that ends up adding to that. You know, so it depends on what group you're going to run out there. But I don't think that's any different than anybody else in this league. When you start to lose offensive linemen, then all of a sudden, you know, the success of the offensive line isn't what it was when you had the regular guys in there. So.
Jordan Matthews' case, are defenses adjusting to him now after he had that stretch of some
more
games?
No, I mean, you watch the tape. We've seen probably the same. We see most of the same thing all the time. So I do get a kick out of that question. I mean, if everybody says, you know, there's an extra guy in the box. If there's one high safety in the middle of the field, then there's eight guys at the line of scrimmage. We've seen that. I know, but it's the same thing. So if we've had one high safety, I mean, Dallas played it the entire game. So it's the same exact look that we've seen from almost everybody. So
Maxwell from Seattle kind of bodied him up a little bit more than other guys, and I thought Dallas also tried to get their coverage near him.
Yeah, well, just if you look at it and say, if the defensive back is better in Team A than Team B, Orlando Skandrick's really good. Maxwell's really good.
There have been games where Skandrick's played on the outside, and it seemed like they had...
Skandrick's been their nickel since we played them.
No, in the games you've played, I'm saying in some other games, have you seen him on the outside?
Skandrick? No. Skandrick's, in our game, Skandrick's been the nickel.
That's, yeah, he's saying against other teams, though. Is he playing nickel just against you?
Skandrick's been the nickel since they've had some injuries in the secondary. I don't think that was an adjustment going into our game.
What about
so.
Maxwell? Wasn't he on Maxwell the outside?
Lane is their nickel, and he's been hurt. He's got a glute injury, so when Lane is hurt, they bring Simon in a corner, and they do it. It's not an adjustment because of what we do. It's because of injuries. It would be the same thing if we had an injury and we had to move Boykin out. Then you would see another nickel. That's not because we made the adjustment that we wanted to get another nickel in the slot because of the matchup. So it's just
an
adjustment.
That's
so look at who the nickels were before those guys were there, and they're hurt now. So now they've moved another guy to nickel.
This is the first time.
Can you talk about the nature of this league, the fact that this year an 11-win team might not get into the playoffs? Just kind of how crazy that is. I mean, it's under 500 teams, it might. You have one win better than last year, and last year 10 wins did it. It's just the nature of it.
Right now we only got 9 wins, so, not just for us to think of questions like that doesn't help us beat Washington, so I don't really think about it. I mean, if we win 11 games and it's not good enough to get in, then shame on us because we didn't win the right games. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what this whole deal is all about. We know we're going in, and what we can do is control how we prepare for Washington, and that's what we're going to do. So.
Is it the first time since middle of last year you've lost a couple games in a row? Have you seen from your guys as far as kind of – have you seen any difference in their demeanor, their practice?
They were great yesterday. They came in here ready to play, and that's what I know about this group. And they love playing football. They love training for it, and they were fantastic yesterday, and they're going to be the same today. So.
Thank you.